Hello, my name is Taylor. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I actually just have a general question I was hoping you could answer for me. If I don't live in Alabama, can I still receive a vaccination in Alabama?
Yes, sir. So I believe it depends on how long you're going to be in Alabama. Like, if you're just passing through, I don't believe they'll be able to give you the vaccine. But if you're going to be here for a couple weeks or such like that, then I believe that's when you can get the vaccine here.
And is that because you anticipate a second shot? Like, my hope was that, and I don't know if you've resumed yet, the J&J vaccination, which is only a one-shot situation. Is that the reason for the prolonged stay, so that the second dose can be administered as well?
Yes, sir. So it's possible that since you do need to have two doses, that's probably why they want you to, you know, stay in Alabama for a while. So if you're just passing through, that's probably going to be why they won't, you know, administer you the vaccine.
Okay. But if the J&J was being administered again, would that be the same parameters, or do you think that would be different then?
Yes, I believe it's still the same parameters. I believe they still want you to be here in Alabama for a little bit.
Even, like, so several weeks, or, like, we were thinking about being there for a week, but because there is no second shot for the J&J vaccination, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct, but I don't believe they're giving out the J&J vaccine any longer. I think they pulled it off.
So all the other states resumed it yesterday, but Alabama is not. Is that correct?
It's possible that they are not. Unfortunately, I do not have the exact on if they have started resuming them or not. But from my knowledge, they haven't.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you've answered my questions. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. It's my pleasure. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you need any more information, you can find more at adph.org or cdc.gov.
That's great. Thank you very, very much.
My pleasure. Thank you. You do the same. Thank you.